Our sermon text for this morning is taken from Philippians chapter 2. We'll read verses 5 through 11. Please follow along with me. If you're at home and you've got a Bible, feel free to open up your Bible and follow along in there. We'll be reading again verses 5 through 11 of Philippians chapter 2. This is what our God writes to us. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, we are finishing up this series on contrasts. And we've looked at a number of different contrasts, that contrast of the sinful nature, battling against the Spirit working in us, the contrast between faith and works and how they work together. And this morning, we're looking at one more contrast, as I mentioned, the contrast between exaltation and humility. Jesus is the perfect example of that. Jesus, the King of the universe, he rode into Jerusalem as just that, as the King. And yet he didn't act the way that you would expect a king to act. Instead, in humility, he rode in to suffer and die for us. And so this morning, we are going to consider how we can imitate Christ and what that looks like. So we're going to use Jesus as our example. We're going to look and we're going to see how we can imitate Christ, and in two different ways. First off, in our minds, and then secondly, in our actions. So let's do that as we look at Philippians 2, verse 5. Let's take a look again just at verse 5. Quite literally, what verse 5 says is this. It says, "Let the same kind of thinking dominate you as dominated Christ Jesus." Now, that's an interesting phrase, because here God is telling us that what we dwell on, what we think about, is important. It's extremely important. And that's pretty contrary to what you see in the thought process of so many people in our world. I probably spent about 15 minutes just Googling on the internet this week just what people's mindsets are when it comes to being a good person versus to having good thoughts. And as you can imagine, so many people think that as long as we're good, right, as long as we have good actions, it really doesn't matter what goes on up in our heads. That really isn't nearly as important. All of these quotes that I read, they could probably be summed up in one quote. Thomas Rhett, famous musician, country musician, he once said this: "If you're a good person, that's all that really matters." Is that really all that matters? Does it matter what we think about? Does it matter what dwells in our mind? Here in Philippians 2, Jesus tells us that it really does matter. What we think about is really important. And we believe that too. I'll give you an example. Let's say you give your children a list of chores to do. And as they go through this list, you can imagine how children usually do respond to getting tasks and chores. They are not favorable towards them. And so they fight, and they complain, and they whine, and they bicker, and they throw tantrums. And you have to do whatever it takes to get them to do those chores, and that's what you do. You fight with them, you argue with them, you punish them, you discipline them. Maybe you even bribe them. At the end of the day, after all of that, do you sit down and think to yourself, "Well, at least I got them to do their job"? Instead, don't you probably scratch your head and think to yourself, how can I get them to want to do these chores? How can I get them to have the same mindset as me? Now, here's the point of this illustration or this example. We don't just want blind obedience. Actions are not the only thing that matters. We want people to have the same mindsets as us. And we're told here that we should have the same mindset as Jesus. And what was his mindset? Well, our text says this. It says, "Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage." Right, here's what we see. Jesus is God. He is by nature God. And yet, even though he is God and he is by nature God, he doesn't use his position and his authority for his own advantage. In his mind, he doesn't set himself up as God and then pummel us. Jesus, he didn't come into this world to use his Godhead for his own advantage. He didn't come into this world to make us servants, but to be a servant for us. That was the mindset of Jesus. That is the mindset of God as he came into this world for you and me. And Paul is telling us that that should be the same kind of mindset that dominates your thinking as well. So here's where we get to a difficult application question. Is this the kind of thinking that dominates your mind? A thinking of making yourself a servant in relationship to other people. When you go out into the world and you have these relationships with other people, do you use those relationships for your own benefit? Do you go into the world and think about how you can use other people to make yourself happy? Do you do that for your own benefit? I think this is so important for young people to understand. Young people, as they're thinking about relationships with a significant other, it's so important to have the same mindset as Jesus when you go into these relationships. It's so easy to think to yourself, boy, I'm lonely, or I want some companionship. I want to have a spouse at some point. And it's so easy then to go out into these relationships with a mindset of how you can fill the void in your life with that person. How you can use them to build up your self-esteem and make you feel better about yourself. How you can use them to give you some companionship. But let me warn you, if that's the way you're going into a relationship, then you're doing two things wrong. First off, you're not letting the same mindset dominate you as dominated Jesus. And then secondly, you're going into a relationship with the mindset of abusing someone, using them for your own advantage. And that is not a healthy way to start a relationship. It's so easy to fall into this trap of going into the world and into relationships to use these relationships for your own advantage. And I'll give you an example of how we do that, even with the best intentions. Maybe you do have great intentions and you go out into the world and you look for ways to serve. You find different ways that you can volunteer your time. Maybe it's at a food shelf or all kinds of different charitable organizations. You go out into the world and you find people who could use some comfort, and you comfort them and you give them godly, loving counsel, but they don't reciprocate. They don't do the same thing for you. And maybe you don't get the kind of gratitude that you deserve, and so you get upset, you get angry, you get disappointed. But if that's how you feel, then were you really going into these things for their benefit or for your own? Weren't you going into the world and into these relationships to see how you could boost your own self-worth, your own self-esteem, to make yourself feel better about the things that you do, to boost your own moral righteousness? Friends, that's not the same kind of thinking that dominated Jesus as he came into this world. What about your finances? What about your job? What about your hobbies? Are you using these things for your own advantage? Friends, when we do that, we're doing nothing other than setting ourselves up, exalting ourselves to God's status, and making everything meet our needs. And if you have that kind of a mindset, then that is definitely going to lead to a selfish action. Selfish mindsets lead to selfish actions. And what do those actions, those selfish actions, look like? Well, I couldn't find a better example this week than what I found on the internet. Is just here's just a few pictures of people fighting over toilet paper. Never in a million years would I have thought that this would have been a specific law example in a sermon of people fighting over toilet paper. But here we are. The point is that we live in a world where by nature, we always think about ourselves first. We elevate ourselves to God's, and we put everybody else beneath us. Friends, if we go out into the world with that mindset of making ourselves number one, then this is what we're going to become. And I don't necessarily mean we're going to be people fighting over toilet paper, but what I mean is that we're going to treat ourselves as gods, and we're going to use other people to meet our needs. And here's the irony of that, is that when we exalt ourselves to that kind of God status, then really, we're only humiliating ourselves. We're really only lowering ourselves. We're lowering ourselves because we're doing one of the lowest things you can do, and that is using and abusing other people for your own benefit. The irony is that when we exalt ourselves, really then we're just lowering and humiliating ourselves. So, before we go out into the world and we go out into the relationships that we have in this world, we have to start with the right mindset, the Jesus mindset. And how do we get that? How do we imitate the mindset of Jesus? Well, before you go out into the world and you go out into the relationships of this world, you first have to go out into a relationship with God. And what is your relationship with God? Well, here's what we're told. Jesus, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Friends, you and I, we elevate ourselves up to this God status. We exalt ourselves, and here's the irony is that God came into this world only to put us on a pedestal. Jesus, He is the God of the universe. He is the creator of all things. And on Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem as that king, but He did not ride into Jerusalem to stomp us down, to use His power and authority to lower us. Now, Jesus knew what was going to happen to Him as He rode into Jerusalem. He knew that He was riding into His death. And yet, that didn't stop Him. Jesus rode in knowing full well that He was going to suffer and die. In fact, that's the very reason He rode into Jerusalem. God came into this world to suffer and to die for you and me. God tells us exactly what our relationship to Him is as He stretches out His arms on a cross and He dies for us. That is how much God loves you. That is what your relationship is to God. A Christian is someone who goes into that relationship deeper and deeper before going out into the world. So friends, during this time of being separated and isolated from the world, think about ways that you can go deeper and deeper into that relationship with God. Now is especially the time for that. Now is the time when you're isolated from the world to go deeper into that relationship with God, to spend time in His Word and in prayer, to gather around God's Word with your family. Go deeper into that relationship with God more and more, seeing how He has lowered Himself for you. When you do that, when you see what God has done to preserve His relationship with you, that's when your mindset, your Jesus mindset, becomes more and more like His. And that's going to lead to actions. When you have a Jesus mindset, it's going to lead to Jesus actions. Charles Wesley, he once said this. Charles Wesley was a minister in the 1700s. He once said this. I didn't even put it up there. I apologize. Let me read it for you. This is what Charles Wesley once said. He said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." This really sums up the good intentions of the people of this world, doesn't it? But it means nothing, and it is impossible if you don't first have a Jesus mindset. So friends, let the same kind of thinking dominate you as dominated Christ Jesus. Dive into that relationship with God more and more every day. Dive into that. As your mindset changes, that will change your actions as well. May God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen.